You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Māori grievances about land are historical. We didn't wake up in the 1970s all angry and protesty and, you know, started demanding our things back.
The Wire.
This Friday, the Matariki stars will be observed in the northeastern skies, marking the beginning of the Māori New Year and the Maramataka, the Māori lunar calendar. However, earlier this year, the Puanga star rose in the western skies, which some iwi, especially those in Te Tai Tokerau, look to mark the beginning of the Maramataka. With this year's theme for Matariki being Matariki Mā Puanga, celebrating together, I spoke to Te Kahuratai Moko Painting, a professional teaching fellow at Te Putahi o Putaiao, the Centre for Putaiao at the University of Auckland, about why some iwi look to Puanga instead of Matariki. So to begin, can you tell us about the difference between Puanga and Matariki?
Yeah, so the basics are the different stars within different constellations. Puanga is the eighth brightest star, Rigel, within the constellation of Orion, whereas Matariki is quite a bit to the left in a very tight star cluster that's quite faint. So just in terms of looking into the sky and what you see, they're quite different in that way.
So why do some iwi look for Puanga to mark the beginning of the Maramataka instead of Matariki?
Yeah, so there's a few different reasons why they would use Puanga instead of Matariki. If you go across the Pacific Ocean, like to Tahiti, Rarotonga, Rapa Nui, Hawaii, for example, all of those places you'd see Matariki rising in the morning around this time, around the time of the winter solstice, before you'd see Puanga. But when you come down to the lower latitudes of Aotearoa, you see Puanga rising about a week earlier than Matariki. But if you look across Indigenous astronomies across the globe, you'd see stories at this time of year specifically about Matariki, about Pleiades. Matariki, and slight variations on that name, is the word that we use all across the Pacific Ocean, across Pacific peoples, because Matariki marks where the sun is going to rise from at this time of year in the winter solstice in the southern hemisphere and the summer solstice in the northern hemisphere. However, some iwi across Aotearoa, some places in Te Tai Tokerau, Te Tai Hauru, the west coast, like Taranaki area, and some places within Te Waipounamu, we celebrate Puanga instead because on those western coasts, there's sometimes some obstruction or, you know, more cloud, fog, forests or mountains that get in the way of your view of the eastern horizon. So if it's, you know, Matariki, you already struggle to see it if your eyesight isn't great. So add those obstructions to it, it becomes even harder to see. However, at the same time of year, Puanga sits a bit higher. It's significantly brighter and can be seen even on the west coast of Aotearoa.
So based on the geographical differences between different iwi, are there differences in the way that iwi recognise both Matariki and Puanga across the motu?
Yes, definitely. Rereata Makiha, who's a national expert on Maramataka, says there's over 500 different Maramataka. That's our Māori lunar stellar environmental calendar. So there's just about as many variations on how to celebrate Matariki and celebrate Puanga, celebrate the Māori New Year. When they got their Matariki Advisory Committee together and they brought experts from different geographies all over the country to decide when this public holiday would be and put it into legislation, each expert came with a different day and a different variation of how it should be celebrated and a different way of how to celebrate it. So I'm really looking forward to the national broadcast this year with Che Wilson and Ngāti Rangi showing a Puanga variation of the celebrating the Māori New Year.
So why might some Māori from iwi that recognise Puanga also celebrate Matariki?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. I think we've got to understand that these celebrations are in the context of revitalisation. And I think Rangi Mātāmua has done a really amazing job of revitalising Matariki traditions and tātaurangi, Māori astronomy more generally. So if you don't have that kōrero tuku iho, if you don't have those words passed down through your people and you're trying to revitalise these traditions, that Matariki tradition and the way that Rangi Mātāmua has shared how to hold a haitapu, a umu kohu kohu whetū, those traditions for Matariki, is where a lot of people start. So part of my work, I'm doing a fellowship with Atlantic Fellows for Social Equity. Part of my work is looking at Te Tai Tokerau specific maramataka, and that's including our Puanga traditions, and try to revitalise a Te Tai Tokerau Ngāpui specific celebration of Pūanga.
So why isn't Pūanga recognised as a national holiday here in Aotearoa?
Like, it kind of is. There were conversations really early on when the bill was first proposed back in 2009 that Matariki is more commonly celebrated across Aotearoa, but that there were regional differences. For example, it's not just Matariki, it's not just Pūanga that we celebrate as Stars of the Year. There's also the setting of Rehua and Tauris and Scorpius to the west that some iwi use. There's also the rising of Atitahi, Canopus, the second brightest star. The way I understand it is this public holiday is really there so that everyone's got a day where they lock up, celebrate, and it's named Te Rā Arokia Matariki, the Matariki Observance Day, but it doesn't limit Māori to just celebrating Matariki, to just celebrating on that day either. For example, within Te Tau Tokerau, our tradition would be to celebrate Pūanga a week earlier on the full moon nights on Ōturu, Rākau Nui, Rākau Mātohi, and we'd have a three-day festival for Pūanga. But just because you're celebrating a three-day festival for Pūanga a week earlier doesn't mean that you're not allowed to celebrate Matariki with the public holiday and the week-long celebration that starts, according to me, starts tomorrow with the first phase of Tangaroa moons, which is the third quarter moon.
Can you tell us about the impacts that light pollution and satellite deployment might have on observing Pūanga and Matariki?
Yeah, this is something that happened for a lot of us around the country, and I remember looking on social media and there were a lot of aunties and uncles, a lot of people going out to look in 2022 at the time of Matariki for the first time and looking up for such an extended period of time. And we were doing a hautapu celebration for Matariki down in Wāhipa. Then just as we're doing our tuku wairua, just as we're sending off those who have passed away from last Matariki to this one, we had, I think it counted like 36 Starlink satellite chain cutting right past through Matariki when we're, you know, naming and sending off our mate with karakia. So that's a very clear example of how our unregulated space sector internationally can actually very directly affect the revitalization of Māori astronomy and the tikanga associated with that. And the other thing that's really happening around light pollution is there's two sources of light pollution. There's earthbound sources, which is, you know, street lights, big cities, all of those types of light pollution, increasing the brightness of the sky. Some research had it at increasing the brightness of the sky 10% year upon year over the last 12 years. That means if you're in a really great era where you can see almost all the stars and the brightness continues to increase like that, within 10 years you only see 200 stars. If you can see 200 stars now, within 10 years of increasing earthbound light pollution, you'll only be able to see 100 stars. So you can see this exponential loss of the number of stars we can see in the night sky due to earthbound sources.
And lastly, what are some steps that we can take individually to reduce the impacts of light pollution?
Yeah, I think one of my dreams with Matariki is, you know how we have Earth Hour where everyone across the world turns off all of the completely unnecessary, you know, the ones that don't risk safety, all earthbound sources of light. I reckon that would be a really amazing thing for us to do as Aotearoa, for turn off the streetlights that we don't need at that time when everyone is out there observing Matariki, turning off the lights in the house, sending emails to your council to change what type of streetlights and what type of public lighting they have so that light just goes down instead of out and up. And if we make all of these changes, if we turn off all the lights that we don't need, even in the middle of Tāmaki Makaurau, even in the middle of Auckland, if you go up to Takaparawhai with Ngāti Whātua Ki Ōrākei, you could see the stars in a way that you've never seen them before as we all go to look up at Matariki. Everyone, even when your eyesight isn't 20/20, can have a chance to actually see and observe Matariki for the first time. And you'll see the sky like it's never been seen within our lifetime in the middle of Auckland. The other thing that we can do to make a difference is Aotearoa is actually quite a big player within the space sector internationally. There's the usual big population, big money countries like US, Russia, China, India, who are big players in the space sector. And then in the top five is little old Aotearoa. So what we do in terms of policy, in terms of regulation, in terms of how we as a country regulate and operate within space sustainably really makes a difference at the international scale. So if this is something that you observe, and if this is something that is affecting your ability to have a meaningful relationship with the night sky, then we can do things like wake dwelling bees, and we literally have a minister for space. We can send emails to their publicly available email address and letters and tell them what we want to see in the night sky and how we want to lead the space sector internationally.
And that was Te Kahuratai Moko painting from the Center for Pūtaiao at the University of Auckland, talking to us about why some iwi look to Puanga instead of Matariki. We'll be back after a quick break. Keep it on the B.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.